flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Danny, I want to know what your best and your worst thing that happened this year was. And it could be very specific. It could be a moment of play, a game. Could just be a trend, something, you know, that went well, something that didn't. And we'll open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this as well at 800-636-1067.
So the worst, I'll start there because it was mostly good and the worst part's easy. Losing to the Cowboys. You drop a couple of games to really good teams on short rest, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh back and forth, the game you had the lead on that you know probably should have won, to be honest with you, that you gave away, whatever. That happens. That's a really good team that was playing well at the time. I know how Pittsburgh ended. But you drop that game Thursday night, then to the Eagles, you're going, okay, we'll get back to normal here. The 7-2 team that just dropped two, this is now a little bit extra rest. You got Dallas. You're going to go beat them, right? 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 Worst game of the year. And now you're going, oh, no. Cliff. Oh, no. What's happening here? Is this free fall? Are they now, you know, headed to maybe the 9-8 team they probably should be? In your mind, you're wondering about a lot of different stuff as they'd lost 3 straight and the bloom was off the rose. That, to me, was the lowest moment.
I agree that if we're looking for a game, that probably qualifies. I'm trying to think bigger picture to something that maybe was a bad process that didn't result a bad, answer. And that maybe it kind of emboldens you to keep going that route, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So something like not going out and acquiring more weapons for Daniels, not really ever hurting them. The fact that they finished top 10 in total offense, which was a great thing and an amazing accomplishment, probably because this guy is, again, a unique, elite, game-changing presence at quarterback. But does that then empower you as a decision maker to go, well, last year, we really didn't miss not having a number two. Why would we spend on T. Higgins? Why would we make a move for Garrett Wilson? Why would we go get an excellent running back and spend a bunch of money at that position when Robinson and Eckler and some Chris Rodriguez with a side of Jeremy McNichols sprinkled in got me to the NFC Championship game? Now, why do I want to go get a really good number two receiver opposite Terry McLaurin if Olamide Zaccheaus with a side of Luke McCaffrey and some Dyami Brown at the end of the year is going to be plenty to get me to 12 wins? I can win 14 games with Noah Brown starting as my number two and Dyami Brown finishing as my number two. Does that then mean that this offseason they kind of go back to the well of last year? And if it works, then that's great.
Mm-hmm.
If sustainably every year Daniels is just that good that you don't really need a ton of talent around him. So they go with you know, a backup caliber interior offensive lineman to come in to start. See Al Legretti. And their free agent moves at receiver are bringing in guys like J-Mo Crowder for a year or Noah Brown on the scrap heap. If they go back to that well this offseason, it will feel a little disappointing to me. But maybe, just because of how well the year went, because you blew teams like Arizona out, because you went 7-2 out of the gate, because you finished on the heater that you did, maybe they feel like this is actually the best way to go here. Let's do it a little cheaper in free agency. We don't need a lot of talent. Let's focus on camaraderie, brotherhood, chemistry. And I don't know how much of that is replicable. I hope it is. I think right. Dan Quinn's going to go to the end of the earth trying to make it replicable. But I think in the end, talent's going to win. I think the Eagles are playing for the Super Bowl because they're the most talented team in the conference.
Yeah, they had a little bit of discord. You have a strong enough culture in a locker room to overcome some of those things, right? You can have a diva. You can have a guy read a book on the sideline and still beat people. You know what I mean? Like, you can deal with a little bit of it.
You know what? I just thought of something when you said that, too. They made one really splashy move for, like, a star. And you can make the case that, at least for this year, it backfired pretty extensively.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's the worst thing that happened, both in real time, because Marshawn Lattimore came in for the picks that they gave up for him and played so poorly that they were worse off defensively a lot of the time when he was on the field. But also the figurative part of this, again, is what I'm saying, which is I like that you stick your neck out a little bit, that you try to get aggressive, that you throw money at a problem, so to speak, and that you brought in a real impact player who has a chance to be great.
And an area of weakness, too, by the way. So that's what made it all, you know, doubly exciting for everybody. So, I mean, to me, the expectation that he was going to solve everything and help really leads to our level of disappointment. But I think it's a smart point.
So that'll be my worst thing that happened, that the one time they really got aggressive and rolled the dice on a major move, it backfired. And I hope it does not make them gun shy going into an offseason where I'd love for them to try to go bring in a real stud at wide receiver or edge rusher. I hope they don't feel like they touched a hot pot that burned them, and they're not going near
one. Yeah, we can get away with it. I don't want you to think you can get away with it. I think that's a smart one. Mine's a little smaller for best thing. Beating the Eagles. And you're going to go, well, okay, that was a fun game, but why? What was the narrative? Remember the stories? Yeah, but. Yeah, they beat Carolina. Okay, they beat Cleveland. They beat Arizona when they weren't playing real well. The only team they beat with a winning record was blah, blah, blah. They're 0-1, blah, blah, blah. They beat the Eagles. And they didn't just, oh, it was back and forth. It was unbelievable. They were left for dead in that first half. Jaden Daniels didn't play great for a huge part of that game. But then he did for another huge part of that game. Those five touchdowns, just backbreaker after backbreaker, fourth down and 11 converted, finding Jamison Crowder over the middle, settling that narrative that he can't throw over the middle or whatever the hell that was, to bed as well. Everything that happened in that second half, basically, really that fourth quarter where they scored 22 points to win the damn game, absolutely incredible.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll take that over a Hail Mary that got tipped. I know that's going to be a lot of people's answer. Yeah, that was a great moment. That was fun. I screamed and jumped and whooped and hollered. And that's all well and good. I'm not belittling that. But to me, that's a lucky fluke thing. Jaden Daniels being excellent and Philly having no answer for it was a harbinger for future times where he's going to be a problem for them in this division. Beating that winning team, who is excellent, they're in the Super Bowl. I've got a pretty good case that Philly is the best, second best, third best, whatever team in the sport. You beat them and dispelled a bunch of narratives while doing it on your way to winning a whole bunch in a row and going to the NFC title game. We didn't know that at the time. But that, to me, was the highest moment I got during the regular season.
The best thing that happened in the regular season pretty easily for me is you found your quarterback. The whole year, and this one is low-hanging fruit, I'd say. This is the easiest answer I'll steal from people. But going into the year, you got to figure out, did you get it right? Is Jaden Daniels going to be the franchise QB here? The gift of the star quarterback on a rookie contract who then gets a second contract. Is he going to be a 10 or 12-year staple in this organization, which they have not drafted and developed that guy in 30-plus years of searching? And while I don't really write in Sharpie after 1 year. I'm writing in pen that they got him. How could they not after how he played this past year? I mean, what kind of regression, short of major injury, could possibly take place when he played as well as he did in his first year ever in the league with the experience now and the growth that should come with him getting back to the drawing board physically with his mechanics and mentally on the board, trying to now go back with all the things that he learned and improve himself? So the best thing that happened is easily just solving the riddle at quarterback. I would say a close second to me is they hit on enough moves that I think we no longer have to just go on reputation to suggest that Adam Peters is great as an evaluator and as a GM, and that he was the right hire and he could be a long-term solution here as well in the front office to the GM role, what Daniels is to the quarterback role as an example. You look at some of the things that they did, the moves that they made that worked out so well, whether it's Frankie Louvu's contract or the one-year flyer on Dante Fowler or Jeremy Chinn or Noah Igbinoghene or the draft class with Mikey Sanra still, you know, just getting Daniels right the way that they did. There's no way you don't feel really confident in Peters as the guy running this operation now. That came from not just the win count this year, but the individual successes in free agency in the draft, the batting average that he hit at, that frankly no decision maker has here probably post Casserly in a long, 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 long time. That is maybe the best thing that happened non-Daniels division this season.
I think that's a sharp point. Because it's not just, as you said, the draft picks. Because there's some ones that are TBD or that didn't have an immediate impact. And that's not the point. Nobody bats 1,000. It's the, you signed Dante Fowler Jr. for less money than Tress Way makes. And I love me some Tress Way, but he's a punter. And Dante Fowler turned in one of the best values in the sport this year. You had a Bobby Wagner, a transformational person. A guy like Austin Eckler, maybe your second best offensive weapon over the course of much of this season. For nothing to turn around this giant oil tanker that's stuck in a ravine. You know, instead of a K-turn, you did it really quick and made the NFC title game. One more playoff games here in 2 years than you had combined the previous 30-some.